Hey everyone, and welcome back to Affirmations for Overthinking Minds. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the wild ride that is life with a little more calm and clarity. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? Like an inner critic is on loop, playing all those should-haves and could-have-beens? Well, let me tell you, that inner critic needs a timeout. Because guess what? Practicing self-compassion can actually help reduce stress and anxiety. No kidding. Think about it like this. Would you treat your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself? Probably not, right? You'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and maybe even a pizza delivery when they're feeling down. So why do we reserve that kindness for everyone else and withhold it from ourselves? It's time to change that script. Self-compassion isn't about being self-indulgent or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that superpower of self-compassion. Number 1, acknowledging your struggles is a strength, not a weakness. We all have challenges, bumps in the road, and moments where we feel like we're falling apart. Instead of hiding those struggles or pretending they don't exist, allow yourself to feel them fully. Embrace the messy reality of life. That's where real growth happens. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Everyone faces their share of difficulties. Number 2, practice mindful self-talk. That inner critic? Yeah, it needs a serious makeover. Instead of harsh judgments and negative self-chatter, try replacing those thoughts with kinder, more compassionate ones. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm so stupid for messing that up," pause and gently reframe it to, "I made a mistake, but that doesn't define me." Remember, your words have power. Choose to speak kindly to yourself. Number 3, cultivate self-care rituals. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about intentionally prioritizing your well-being. It could be taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply carving out quiet time for yourself to recharge. Find what nourishes your soul and make it a regular practice. Number 4, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Focusing on the things you're grateful for shifts your perspective from negativity to positivity. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. You'll be amazed at how much it impacts your overall well-being. And finally, number 5, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion. This is not something you have to earn, it's your inherent right as a human being. Treat yourself with the same kindness, respect, and understanding that you would offer to someone you deeply care about. You deserve it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for an important presentation at work. Your mind races with all sorts of what-ifs. What if I forget my words? What if I stumble? What if everyone thinks I'm incompetent? That inner critic is going wild, right? Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath and practice self-compassion. Acknowledge the nerves you're feeling. Remind yourself that it's normal to feel some anxiety before a big event. Then, shift your focus to preparing with confidence, review your notes, visualize success, and trust in your abilities. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, that doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means it's an opportunity to learn and grow. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, celebrate small wins, and remember, you've got this. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful ways to harness the magic of self-compassion and reduce those stress levels and anxieties. Remember, being kind to yourself isn't a sign of weakness, it's a strength that will empower you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Now go out there, treat yourselves like the amazing human beings you are, and keep coming back for more affirmations. Until next time, stay positive, stay kind, and remember, you are loved and supported every step of the way.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.